Walking through the neighborhood, there's still the distinct smell of oil, though Faulkner County Judge Alan Dodson says it's certainly much better than it was.
We got all the freestanding oil off of the street. There's still a residue there, and we're in the process of trying to remove that residue from the street. We're continuing cleanup efforts and vac efforts along the flow of oil, where it flowed through the stormwater drainage system and drainage ditches.
Some yards are still blackened from where the oil soaked in, with a small army of workers brought in by ExxonMobil working to clean it up. Company spokesman Alan Jeffers.
Well, the first thing we want to tell the people here is that how sorry we are. This is not something that we want to happen. It's not something that should happen. So we're very sorry, and we apologize for all the inconveniences.
Residents in the well-groomed neighborhood are only being allowed brief visits to get essential items from their homes. They were initially told it would only be a couple of days, but have now learned it could be next week before they're allowed back to stay. The ExxonMobil spokesman acknowledged cleaning it will be a slow process.
We've been taking air quality readings, and the air quality readings are fine now. So we're asking the Department of Health to have a look at those readings, and they're going to do an analysis, and it's their decision as to when the people get back.
Jeffers says it's still unclear what caused the 1940s-era pipeline to rupture. He also assured community leaders that the company will spend the millions of dollars it will take to clean up the sticky oil and minimize the impact to the environment. Michael Heblin, KUAR News.